And finally, at the end of his Regina Coeli address today, Pope Benedict XVI greeted members of the Italian Movement for Life. The group had sponsored a three-day debate this weekend on the possibility of amending the law 194, which made abortion legal in Italy 32 years ago. Monica Rodman is the coordinator of Rachel's Vineyard, a ministry for men and women who suffer grief after abortion. She spoke to us about a pastoral mission being launched in dioceses across Italy called Project Rachel.
Around the world, when we talk about the subject of abortion, there's the rhetoric versus the reality of that choice. The rhetoric says this is a woman who's freely choosing to solve her problem in this neat and tidy way by exercising a right to abort. The reality of that choice, though, is a story so often of fear and pressure, even coercion, really women saying, I feel I have no other choice. And there's a real irony in that. Once the abortion has taken place, people imagine, they know that it's painful, and so they assume there's nothing to say. Meanwhile, women are often living a silent inferno. They're saying, a part of me died that day. There's no love left inside of me. Something inside dies after an abortion. And women will say, I'm not the same woman walking out of the abortion that I was walking in. So many women and even men carry a silent burden of the deadening effects of abortion. The question then is, how can we as the church respond to this reality? We don't respond simply by keeping silence. We have to proclaim hope and healing after abortion. And that hope and healing come in and through Christ and his community. So we can say, and we must say to people who've been through abortion, including those in our own Catholic community, don't go on in silence, don't go on in shame and secrecy and depression and self-hatred. We're here to listen to your story and to walk with you toward the healing and the reconciliation that you might need and that certainly God desires for you.